And welcome to the Caffeinated Podcast here at Starbucks again. And I'm actually with Bart and Jeff again. Not Irish Pakistanian Jeff, but Boots himself. Boots Magoots? No, that's not a thing.
Well, I'm trying to put up the impression that I had fun last time.
He didn't.
And, you know, maybe I can do a better job.
Bart's been on here so much, he might as well be on the payroll.
Yes, I'm an enthusiastic-tastic. That's me.
Well, no, it's bad news. His form of currency is scratch and sniff stickers. So,
pizza kind.
Pizza what?
Scratch and sniff.
Oh,
sniff.
Yeah. Oh,
scratch and sniff.
Does anybody remember the Crayola markers that used to be scented?
Yeah. I got high off those.
What a horrible
what a horrible thing. No, I remember like smelling the pink one. It was like supposed to be like peach, and I'm like, this is terrible.
I candles, like the green one.
The Yankee candles get to me, too.
Those fucking things taste horrible.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of the problem is Nicole likes them, and I go in there with her, and I'm like, I'll get certain scents, but I won't get food, because then I'll be like, well, it smells like food. I'm hungry. And then I'll go eat.
Those things make me want to barf.
Where's the McDonald's one? You know, the candle that smells like, you know, regret.
I'm pretty sure that McDonald's food makes a better candle.
Than Yankee?
Yeah, you're the fuck are you looking at? Sterno.
What?
Talk. Now. Do it. Talk.
I told you
this one I'm not going to ramble on because I heard myself on
you
the
were fine.
Podcast.
You were
I was
fine.
Like, what do you think?
No, that's good. That's not bad. We don't want dead air, as Matt used to say.
Like
we don't want dead air, man. No dead air.
I felt like I was forced, though.
Nah, you're good. You're
well,
not forced.
Bart, be funny.
Get it, young Kip?
All right. Well... All right.
First, them damn near killed him. Ha ha ha.
Squeak.
Ha ha ha.
Well, I don't want to, you know, uncomfortable here, but you know,
I'm comfortable.
Technology now is at the palm of our hands. Where you know, we all got. You know, I think you got an iPhone, right, Jeff?
For now,
it's an iPhone. You
until
got an Android.
I inevitably
and I got a...
flipped and lobbed the thing like a hand grenade across the road, but
you know, like 20 years ago, this shit wouldn't happen because we didn't have cell phones, but. I remember a time where we had to get on, you know, basically, we used to joke about your dad's computer. Well, it started up with, like, a mower.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have been, like, a lawnmower. You would have had to, like, you would have had to light up a tinder box and wait for the steam to build up in the boiler.
I think he had, like, Windows 95 until we finally got him Vista.
No. He was running XP.
Oh, it was XP.
Yeah, he was running XP. Up until maybe 2 years ago.
No, it was more than that, because I was there installing it for him when he got the new one. Yeah, yeah. I was like, God, it must have been like when your mom...
Well, he's on Windows 8 now, and he hates it.
Oh, I don't mind it.
He hates it because it didn't come with two sticks for making fire. So.
Remember the Betamax that you had? They wheeled them in your classroom, yeah. And they were powered by like a Detroit diesel in the back.
Detroit.
And they had like three people wheeling the cartridges or cassettes or whatever.
Yeah.
And they put them in there, and it was like, you know, they had the same schematics as, I don't know, like the inside of a Navy battleship.
And when you turn it on, it said, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they tried to go for better quality video, but a two-hour movie took up two cassettes.
Yeah. And
sorry,
and then we
douche in the background.
Hey, we're outside. It's cool. Then we went to the dial-up phase, which I remember what Net Zero AOL. They used to come in those tin cans.
Yeah,
yeah. You get them at McDonald's.
If you had the right type of speakers and people could hear your computer dialing onto the internet, you know, this is Florida, so it's coastal. Whales would die every day. They'd beach themselves from the high-pitched noises coming out of it.
They're like, come to land, Star Trek 4.
Alien whales, stop yelling at Earth.
And also, remember when somebody, you know, of course it was dial-up, and somebody would pick up the phone, he'd be like, no.
Yeah, you're in the middle of, like, searching something very slowly.
I was looking at porn.
And you're like, no.
Remember the people's graphics? They'd be like the two torches. They weren't like different ones, they were the same ones, and they would like burn at the same angle. And it was like, welcome to so-and-so's page. It took 15 minutes for all the shit to load up.
It took me 45 minutes to download the Ooga Chaga Baby because this is going to be so relevant in 10 years.
Do you remember like their online video
the file,
like something from Sega CD?
Oh, yeah.
The
FMV games from back then, yeah.
But, like, you go on someone's, like, video page, and it'd be, like, the fucking stop motion almost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was, at that point, when most I think when social media was pretty much relegated to forum boards.
Forums, yeah.
And stuff like that.
GeoCities.
Yeah. Oh,
GeoCities. I remember GeoCities.
You had to embed code to put pictures in.
Yep.
At that point.
Yep.
Other than that, you
banners, all kinds of
stuff.
The
concept of an avatar picture was almost unheard of.
Yeah. And now everything's kind of done by itself, pretty much.
Yeah, I had a GeoCities page. It was either that, it was, what was the other one where you can make your own page? You had to put all the HTML codes in or something.
Oh,
like that.
I forget. Back then, I know I got a couple like that now with Blogger and I think
you were
WordPress.
So excited when you posted it up, you were so excited, but you always forgot that one torch. You know, it's like, welcome to Brits. Page. I'm like, I forgot the fucking
well,
I forgot
the other
torch.
Thing I always thought was kind of funny was you'd have, like, some people would do, like, the little torch, the little animated torch GIFs.
Yeah.
With the sparkly star things in between, and it kind of looked like background sprites on an old Commander Keen game.
Whoa.
Or, like, an old id Software game.
Wow. Somebody's partying a little early tonight.
Ooh.
Mind the shallows, there be rocks.
That car just jumped a curb.
And that car isn't meant to jump curbs.
No.
I don't think that thing was meant to jump mice.
The dorks of hazard.
Dorks of hazard.
It's like trying to do a puke duke.
It's like watching a palsy kid try and vacuum the staircase with a dustbuster.
Oh, no.
Ba-conk.
Last week we were racist, now we're anti-palsy. Great.
It only gets better from here on out.
Cerebral palsy pony.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Let's.
Nay!
I don't have anything.
Nay!
I really don't have anything to add to that one.
He's like, half his face is declared.
Nay! I'm turning into Carrot Top. Wait! 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 Waving my arms.
No, don't! Don't say it! Well, we don't have that kind of producer on this show. It's still not as bad as Not For Air.
We don't have a producer.
No, we don't. This is it.
We have nobody to.
Regulate
us, keep us in check.
Yeah.
There's no post bail or anything like
post that. Bail for like looting a Starbucks.
We are the lost children of the sea.
I remember a thing about, because true story, I think I've said this before on my other
Bullshit.
Shows. Thank you.
As soon as you say true story, I'm not going to accept it.
It's a true story, brah. No,
it's a Hollywood sense of a true story, which means one character may have appeared somewhere in the story.
Nicole and her mother still use AOL to this day.
Neither of them are real.
Oh, shit. I check my AOL. It's like, you have 50,000 messages.
Spam. I'm still using MSN, well, Live, Outlook, whatever you want to call it now. But, no, for real, they have it. We have high-speed internet at the house because this would never work if I didn't. But, no, really, her and her mother both have their own, like, AOL desktop that pops up and literally her email and stuff still. It's obviously all updated to now, but it's...
As much as it could be.
Yeah,
like, I'm
a Google guy,
I'm
so I'm on Google
all
the time.
Like the old announcer voice they used to have on that, still horribly bit crunched. It's just like, you've got
goodbye. Wait a minute. Someone picked up the phone. We're not connected to the phone. We're connected to the
goodbye.
Cable.
Goodbye.
Someone changed the channel. Goodbye.
Yeah, remember when Screw Up would just tell you goodbye several times? Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
AOL, now powered by Max Headroom.
Yeah. Catch the wave.
Did you, speaking of which, of the old school stuff, you know what just finally got retired? Internet Explorer's gone. They just announced that the other day.
Yeah, it was kind of overdue for that.
Oh, well, yeah. Remember all those memes? Yeah, Google.
What's
Explorer 5 minutes later. Yeah.
I don't think anyone ever really liked Internet Explorer, but I think the last one anybody tolerated was Internet Explorer 6.
I think so. Yeah. I haven't used it.
Well, the meme was it showed Google
Firefox.
And Firefox, you know, all badass and fighting stuff. And it showed the Internet Explorer, it was this retard eating paint or eating paste. Like
it's like
Internet Explorer.
What are we?
Viruses.
What? But yeah, it's gone now. But
well,
nobody's
all the
used
other,
it.
All the other web browsers were Beavis and Butthead, and Internet Explorer was Stuart.
Oh God, Stuart! You know, somebody I know that we all
that
know reminds me of a real life Stuart.
Yeah, I know too.
Yeah. But anyway,
I won't name any names.
No, don't. But anyway,
he likes the clip clop.
That's
put down the hooves. Put down the hooves of hate, prejudice pony.
That really as far as we should go with that.
Yeah, no.
We can't be letting this crap get personal.
No, no, but no, really. I think I went to Mozilla for a while, Firefox, and then once I got to Chrome, I was like, goodbye.
Yeah, really? Chrome was it. You actually use Chrome?
Into Google, yeah.
I mean, I always heard people hated it.
No, I love Google Chrome.
Like Google Chrome or Google Plus.
No.
I hate all those.
Dude, it's great. I can do so much with it.
I use Google Chrome, but sometimes it fucks up on me, and I have to delete it and then reboot it.
Oh, no. It always works fine for me. I got
it doesn't
all my
work
stuff.
Fine for me, though. Okay. Sometimes it doesn't work
together.
For everybody, okay?
We got a Google Plus page for Underground Horror Radio, not for Air Radio.
Well, good
and
for
we
you
got,
and your Google Plus.
Me and my station manager
good
talk
for you
and
your station manager.
What? God damn it, Hooves of Hate, Bart. What's going
no,
on
that's
over there?
No, that's no longer Hooves of Hate. That's just Belligerent Bob
Belligerent.
Over here. Belligerent Bob.
No, but
well, good
I,
for you. Good for you. Good for you.
No, I like Google. That's just me. But Internet Explorer. I'm glad it's gone because it was sucked anyway. It kept getting like.
So I thought it was welded to your computer though, or something like that.
It is, but I'm saying like they're starting. There was a thing on the other day that said it's retiring. Microsoft's like goodbye.
So you click on it. What is it going to do? Like
it tells you to go
say jokes on you.
No, you click on it and never loads, and it tells you to go fuck yourself. It's like
fuck you asshole.
Yeah, the Arnold voice. That's pretty much what happened. Yeah. Yeah. I've been watching Predator lately, sorry.
Justin turned into Billy.
There's a firefight. Fighting from all sides.
Pretty soon we'll have to hire an insurance company. They'll send a bodyguard to follow Justin around.
Probably.
Not to protect Justin, to protect others from him.
That's why I have a wife. She'll
Sonny
do that.
Landham.
What if they replace Sonny Landham with a guy who did Mandark's voice on there's brass everywhere. There's a firefight on all sides.
Well, now I just want to do an overdub.
Yeah.
Or get some Jerry Lewis sounding character.
So what else is going on?
You better take a look at this.
He was shooting in all directions.
But yeah, I've been doing a lot of old school stuff lately with this gaming thing. So I just wanted to bring up the old, you know, the stuff that we used to get online back in the day. MySpace could be included, even though it's not really that old. Kind of is now. Like nobody.
Yeah. No, it got dated quick.
Yeah. It was.
But I mean, that's how kind of any information based, like especially when it comes to web, any of it.
Yeah.
Pretty much every year. Whatever's going to come out is going to get outdated within twice as much or with twice as fast as the next thing. I mean to say the thing before it.
Right.
So, you know.
I like that MySpace is basically like teaching how to build a website. Because you could do anything
on there.
Well,
that's all it basically was how to do a cheap website yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody used those little blingy things.
Man, when
that
I first saw
it out.
When I first saw that, when it came out, I thought it was another GeoCity type site. Because it's what it looked like.
It did. It did look like GeoCities.
It operated much like a GeoCity site. Yeah.
But
everybody had the torches on either side.
No, but you could like put music in and everything. Like, some of these pages would take forever to load.
Didn't the demise of MySpace start when they started taking the music away?
No.
Remember?
Wait, they started
no,
taking
because
music?
Now it's mostly a music site.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake bought it.
Well, before you couldn't
I know
have...
you're not joking, but it's still funny.
You had you could have your own music, and then they shit canned that.
I didn't know
that was
did.
Yeah, that was the start of
like
the course.
Anybody
when,
buying?
Why would they shit can your own music on there?
Not your own music, but like I had a whole list of all kinds of different.
Oh yeah,
metal.
Like a player on there.
Yeah,
yeah.
A player
yeah.
thing. When
they
shit
they wouldn't
that.
Let you do your own mix on there, yeah. like of stuff you like.
Ah, fuck you, too bad.
Unless it was your music, you couldn't have it on there.
Oh, see, no, I don't like that shit. I mean, it's not like I'm making money on it, so who cares? It's just something to have on your page.
Yeah.
Don't come to me. Yeah, I don't imagine if we... I think we did have a... I don't remember if we had a Not For Air page. I know Define Normal was on one. I remember Damien had it. But I think when we started 5 years ago with Not For Air, I think that was like the very final decline of
yeah,
MySpace.
That was like
and
last,
we were
I think
on
we did
Facebook
that the last
already.
Week, MySpace was
yeah.
the thing.
And because I think I talked to Damien on there once and he
what
was like...
What was your name on there, Jeff? Just Dumb Son of a Bitch or something like that?
I think it was just Son of a Bitch with the bitch all in caps.
Who, you?
Yeah, that was kind of an inside joke because I just used to exclaim
oh, yeah.
that phrase a lot to the point where the words lost all meaning.
Yeah,
that's when Jeff had the Johnny Cash circa 1965 hairdo or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, best hair treatment on the earth, 10W30.
And the only pictures Jeff had was that and a picture of a horse skull. That was about it.
That was it, huh? I remember that. Yeah, I was on there too, the Man in Black. And Shady Dealings for like 7 years. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God. I would look at it now and be like, no.
Yeah. We all thought we were hot shit when we were on there.
Yeah, we did.
We were up Izzersh. Our asses.
His Izzersh.
Izzersh extravagant.
Well, I was drunk. I was drunk.
Yeah, I love you being drunk at 10 a.m.
Oh, it was awful. I was awful. Oh, I haven't done that in years.
You just felt exaggerated.
Extra overvarted?
Never mind it. I'll try and type it myself. E-X-T-R-O-V-E-A-R-T-G-7.
Did we already discuss the fact that when MySpace is around, if you didn't have like your friend as the number one friend, that would totally freak the fuck out on you?
We didn't talk about it, but that's a fact. Go ahead. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. Why am I not number one?
You had top five.
They taught favoritism.
They did.
I'm like, I don't know. I just randomly mix them up.
Yeah. And I went from like top five to I had to like make a top 20 and like... I better put all these people I like on here.
I just started putting bands I like up as the main.
Yeah, you never knew if you were really talking to the band.
Because if anybody asked, like, why aren't I on your top thing anymore? I was just like, you know what? Because I don't like you.
Yeah, I think it was
if anybody, do you not like me? No, I don't.
I think it was like I had like Matt and like somebody else, and then Jeff was on there, yeah. And you were on there, and that was like the thing that, and my brother was on there, and it was like, oh, there's my top, whatever. And, yeah, I think Facebook is a little bit better than that. I think Facebook sucks for other reasons, but I already have enough rants about that. But
yeah.
MySpace, I think, was a great thing at the time for what it was. Definitely met a lot of people on there from all over. But it had its problems, especially when you had – oh, I like the personalization. I do love that about it. You really could make it like your own
until
website.
Your slow-ass computer was choked out by it. Like, let me go see how Bob's doing. Oh, God.
I got away from it, like, yeah, really quick as soon as I started receiving drunken letters from an ex.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll do it anywhere.
Like, oh, okay. Club delete.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. This is getting weird now.
When I click on people's pages and stuff, they'd have those blinky things on there and stuff. And all of a sudden,
they'd have GIFs that would cause the page to take 20 minutes to load.
Right. My computer started making the same sound when the Millennium Falcon fucked up.
I can go in 5 parsecs.
Yeah.
12.
Oh, sorry.
12.
Oh, 12 parsecs. Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
So you just.
Paul, you's here.
You failed at internet, Paul.
You,
yeah. You is not a warwolf.
But, yeah, it's cool because you can integrate video on it. But now, you know, like I said, we have just a full blown website, like on Blogger, that's the same, better than, you know, MySpace and all that. They didn't have as much restriction as, say, like Facebook does, you know, where you can't do this and you can't do that. I mean, you have a whole background that could have been something, whatever you wanted, you know, if you had the coding to know how to do it, that is.
Well, it's like, MySpace was the trailer park that nobody cared what you did.
Yeah.
You could put lawn gnomes and blow-up dolls in your yard. Nobody cared. And then Facebook became a planned community.
A gated community.
And you're practically paying the tenants association.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't have that couch.
Has anyone visited MySpace lately? Like your old page?
No,
like,
you know what happened?
The last time I was in there, it was like Salad Fingers was there. It was like, fancy meeting you here, sailor.
all the degenerates are in there now.
Like, we got banned. No, it was in Salad Fendles.
We got banned from Facebook, so we're in here now.
We're in MySpace. It's a hiding place. I am anonymous.
Oh, God.
Well, now we're going to get hacked.
So. Yeah. No, nobody listens to this. Wait. Sorry. I got flashbacks to the other one where I'm like, nobody listens.
Nobody listens.
Nobody listens to this.
I hope they didn't hear that either.
Anonymous. We support you. Anyway, moving on. Don't hack me. No, I don't mind it anymore. Facebook, like I said, has its problems. I mostly have it just to whore all this out besides the website. And it's a good way to get a hold of people, but... Twitter's
it's
all right.
It's a nice place that if you hate law enforcement, you can vent.
And we lost them. What did we talk about earlier, Bart? Let it go.
I'm sorry.
Let it snow. I mean, let it go. No, I feel you. Jeff doesn't even fucking have social media except for, like, Instagram.
Well, yeah, I got that, and I've got a Twitter, just because those are extremely non-committal things.
Yeah.
You put up a short thing. And
until you post something, and all of a sudden somebody draws somebody's ire.
Well,
and
that's why I just don't, like I said, I just don't do any politics or social stuff.
Well, Bart, anything nowadays on Twitter said it can be taken completely out of context, and all of a sudden
you're
the most hated person in the world.
Well, yeah, but there's two things that people do wrong on either side. The person who starts the problem is already starting the problem. Then the person who wants to argue it out is only perpetuating it. You know, that's feeding the trolls. That's what you do, you just don't respond to it.
No.
No matter how many times they repeatedly, you know, start. And if they get to doing that, just block them or mute them.
Some stores have witches.
Fuck. God damn.
Yeah, but I mean, most of it, I think we talked about it before, most of it's just people looking to get angry about something.
Yeah, and there's no reason
for it.
They
don't really want a solution to whatever problem they're complaining about, because then they don't have to complain about it anymore. So.
I realize the world of being online basically is people like to bitch just to bitch. This like girl Megan Trainor, she's a musician. She's all right.
It's a soapbox.
She put a song out and everybody's like, feminist, sexist, wow, sexist flag. And I'm like, who gives a shit? So she sang a fucking song. Fuck off. Yeah. Who cares? You're looking for something to be angry about. Everybody has to be on the computer. Yeah. This is my box.
Yeah, and that was another thing that got me the hell away from a lot of stuff on the computer was like seeing all those arguments between Uber feminists and then Uber whatever
everything
those
else.
Guys are the yeah. anti version of that, and it's kind of like, hello, look, darkness, neither of you people, if,
friend.
Yeah, it's like neither of you people really like anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably some of the biggest misanthropic sons of bitches on the face of the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
People like you're not actively looking to advocate anything. You're just looking to stir up a problem to begin with. The more arguments you can start, the more, you know, clicks you can get.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that is, you know, a lot of clicking and baiting going on where I have to be right. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter.
I like being wrong about stuff.
I love being wrong.
Because then
if
it's funnier.
Wrong, I don't give a fuck anymore to this point. So,
you can't please anybody.
Especially on the internet. Like, we talked before about the online Rambos.
Yep.
Like, I'll say what I want because I'm 400 miles away in my mom's basement.
This is my war.
Nobody ducks this guy. And it's like, okay, you gave them my address, so.
Good luck.
Yeah, while you're at it, you know, spin yourself up in the web. Let the spider come to you.
But yeah, I think that, you know, people just get mad on there every day. I read something, oh, I'm mad about this. Who gives a shit? Nobody fucking cares.
You gotta learn not to, which myself, I have to do that. You gotta learn not to get roped up into people's bullshit. If some people are gonna bitch just for the sake of bitching, some people are gonna post all kinds of links just for the sake of thinking that they're correct and everything. And, you know, it's like they say they have the facts, they have this, they have that. They're just going on, especially when they say that they're really not doing something else. But they're posting it because it's something that needs to be aware. Like I am, I'm a pit bull advocate. I hate it when I hear about horror stories done to pit bulls and stuff because it's a misunderstood breed, et cetera, et cetera. But I know not to post just a deluge of stories, especially stories, because it would be hindering the efforts of helping the dogs instead of helping them. When I post story after story of a mutilated dog and stuff, right. And or just all kinds of negative stories about them and stuff instead of some positive ones. So I'll pop in a couple of stories on a positive story on it, on a dog's, and or anything else. I know not to, you oversaturate it, even though you mean something, and it ends up making you look like, you know, a hypocrite or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I saw a post earlier. My buddy Scott had a post about it was a meme about you know, you post like one thing and then you get 50 fucking notifications about a post you don't give a shit about anymore. And I was gonna say that happens too. You know, you post one or you I like when I like somebody something. I'm like, okay, that was cool. I leave one comment and then I'm like, I'm done with it. And then what? I didn't. What is all this? Nothing to do with me. Now there's all these posts, and I'm like, I just want to unlike it because it's like,
That's another. I mean, the other thing why I don't have Facebook is that keeps happening, and if I'm just going to mute everybody who does that,
yeah,
then there's no point in being on a thing where I have a friends list anyway.
Pretty much
everybody I know who talks to me
talks to you
has my phone number.
It works out better.
Don't live online, live in real life.
Yeah. I just feel that, you know, people should go out and do things.
Living to make, man.
Yeah.
Time for all that.
I'm the same way. I want to have fun and hang out with people, but, you know, it's not always a bad experience, but there are a lot of out there where people are just whatever.
We just got to hold on.
That being said, I think we can at least, at the very least, you know, allow some credit to be given towards some of the more creative endeavors that can actually be pushed way easier now.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, we're just parroting probably everything everybody said in the last 5-6 years about it, but...
Right.
It deserves at least to be mentioned in the midst of all that negative shit that, you know, if you're in a band now...
Yeah.
For about $500 worth of software, you can cut a demo at least, or a master, or even basically a full EP.
We just got to hold on to what we got. Doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's something.
Do your thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was quoting Bon Jovi.
No, but you can distribute that kind of stuff. Well, where was I? Before John Bon Jovi started interrupting me.
You were at the part where you were like...
$500 worth of software.
Yeah.
Cut an album, put it out there, or make a movie, or any of that. And, you know, 10, 12 years ago, it would have cost about $20,000 to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
That includes borrowing or rental for cameras, recording media, any of that stuff. Or, you know, even recording equipment, or $125 an hour in a studio. And now if you could just buy enough egg crate foam to line a room, or at least part of a room, then you've got a studio you can build.
Well, that's what's going to be in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so it does have its good sides. We don't have to be completely angry about it.
No,
it's got its good sides. I think in the end, you have to kind of choose to be part of the crap.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we got podcasts now, like, blowing up. I've been doing them for 5 years,
yeah.
And we got radio that's out there helping bands left and right, doing our best to anyway. So it's not all bad.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. That energy drink you got there smells like burnt potpourri from here. What
tastes
awful.
What
is in that?
I don't know. Here, look at the.
I'm looking at that carbonated water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it
organic cane
plant?
Sugar?
Yeah.
Citric acid, organic caffeine from organic green coffee beans.
That's right, organic.
So in other words, this is just really bad coffee.
Yes.
And I was like, they push guarana seed extract. Guarana doesn't do anything.
I don't know what it means, Jeff. I just bought it.
It's just it's an herb that people think does something. Guarana and taurine don't do shit.
No. Like I said, it's a placebo. I just put it up my ass and that's it.
Oh.
It tastes like it smells.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I think I'm hooked on it. I don't know why. It's probably not good for me.
Oh,
well. So, Bar, you got anything you want to add before we wrap it up here? My good friend?
Can I subtract things?
Listen, we already know about the Japanese. It's cool, man. Let it go. No, just kidding. Poor Bar's got a serious face. Crang.
I guess this one wasn't as funny, was it?
It doesn't always have to be funny.
We editorialized more than anything.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. You get in like interview mode. I don't know. It happens. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, see, that doesn't work.
I had a laugh track.
So then my uncle died. No, not laugh track.
Just
no.
Growing pains laugh track. Oh, cheers. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
But I think it's fine. Like I said, you don't want to force it. It's just us hanging out talking. And sometimes we do get pretty editorial about things we talk about.
Next week, we promise we won't mention Facebook, MySpace, or Cops. Or
by the way, you can check us out on
Al Jazeera or Mako Paint Jobs.
You can check this out on the Not For Air Radio Facebook page, just so you know. Also, you can check out the past two episodes and this one on www.notforairunderground.blogspot.com.
The first of three episodes so far, the second one being the funniest. The first one, okay. The third one, the lamest. We apologize. It's all Jeff and...
Blame Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff's fault.
I would like to thank Justin the Penis Accident Jordan for hosting this show tonight.
Thank you.
I would not to thank Justin Jordan or Jeff Boots. You can go fuck yourselves.
With a rusty knife. I'm just going to bullshit myself, and I'm going to cave into utter narcissism. Bart, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your worship means a lot to me. Now you will fight for my amusement.
I'm the king of the road. All right, bye.